It would have to be near the top of the list of the most memorable commercials of all times. It actually goes back to the 1980s. Anybody who was around then will remember this commercial. See, there are men who sit in ad offices all day long, struggling to come up with that million-dollar slogan that will impress the nation. Well, there was one that was on everyone's lips back then. Three haunting words. Where's the beef? There was this outspoken little old lady who walked into this hamburger restaurant. She wasn't impressed by the surroundings. She wasn't impressed by the name of the hamburger. She wasn't impressed by the size of the bun. She got right down to the real issue when it comes to choosing a hamburger and to a lot of other choices, too. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about where's the beef? Well, our word for today from the Word of God comes from John chapter 9, and I'm going to be reading from verses 24 and 25. Jesus has just healed the man who was blind from birth. The Pharisees and the Jewish leaders don't like it because it happened on the Sabbath day. They're asking questions about the Sabbath. They've totally missed the point that a blind man is suddenly able to see again, and they're hassling him. We pick up the story. A second time they summoned the man who had been blind. Give glory to God, they said. We know this man is a sinner. He replied, well, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know. I was blind, but now I see. You know, we all have a lot to learn from this man's very simple testimony. See, he refused to get trapped into discussing theology or some deep analysis. He wouldn't get into any religious arguments they wanted him to. It was a simple word. All I know is I was blind. And now I see. See, people really aren't interested in asking what you believe. They want to ask you, what's the difference Jesus makes? Or, where's the beef? What really happened to you? See, someone can give you a great pitch about, well, let's say their weight loss plan. But you don't want to hear the details of the weight loss plan. You want to say, well, what difference did it make? That's what I need to know. Maybe you've gotten off in a detour. In your sincere desire to share Christ with people close to you. It's easy to go from communicating the difference Christ is making and wander into religious arguments with people, even political arguments, or words that only church people understand, or theology, or Adam and Eve, or what certain entertainments are sinful, trying to clean people up on the outside before they have Christ on the inside, none of which will attract people to our Jesus. What will? I was, but now I am. What difference is Jesus making, say, in how you cope with stress, with depression? What difference is Jesus making in how you handle financial pressure, how you set your sexual standards? What difference is Jesus making in the unemployment line or in your relationship with your parents when the money's run out? How about in your marriage, in your relationship with your kids? What difference is Jesus making about your bitterness, your temper, your tendency to worry, to be a control freak? See, if you have a Christ who just makes rules or just wants you to go to meetings or even just makes sense, that probably won't be enough to attract the people you care about. People will notice a Jesus who makes a difference. Well, is he? There's a lot of hungry people out there asking, where's the beef in life? They want a life changer. Show them a life-changing, living Savior.
Here at Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, our goal is to help you grow closer to Jesus each day. One of the ways we do this is through helpful emails. There are several email lists you can choose from, including a Word With You transcripts, daily or a weekly summary. You can also sign up to receive Ron Hutchcraft's blog, The Verse of the Day, or e-news updates from RHM and our On Eagle's Wings Native American Ministry. To sign up for any of these helpful email lists, visit awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.